a layer of batting sewn between two layers of fabric. A quilt is a textile sandwich. It's not edible, but it does satisfy human needs for warmth and comfort. Often a quilt also satisfies aesthetic needs, because quilters usually produce these coverlets in patterns of line and color that delight the eye. When Mrs. America assembles a quilt for the America's bedroom, she participates in a tradition that dates back centuries. When Dr. America sleeps beneath the multicolored creation, he too participates in a tradition, albeit less distinguished and artistic. Most of the quilts in the American Studies Museum were created in a bygone era of home production, when the household produced most of what it consumed. In our age of specialization and division of labor, the contemporary household is consumed with consumption. Although many Americans, still mostly women, maintain the traditions of quilting as home work, many quilts now come to the American home as a kind of retail nostalgia. They function as a sign of yesteryear and of the simple values that a complex society largely left behind. Although all quilts are aesthetic compositions, and although many quilts are quite beautiful, most art museums don't display them. This segregation developed in America during the 19th century, when the rising middle and upper classes needed a way to distinguish themselves from the lower classes. Over time, these gentle people elevated white-collar workers over blue-collar workers, and people who worked with their heads over people who worked with their hands. In the arts, they developed similar distinctions. At the beginning of the century, the words artist and artisan were virtually synonymous, meaning anyone who manufactured things, in the root sense of that word, which means to make something by hand. Over the course of the century, the middle classes began to distinguish the artist from the artisan, the art from the craft. The artist, most often a man, was a person who produced paintings and sculptures that showed the taste of the people who owned them, or the people who visited them in museums. The artisan was a person who produced something more practical, something that could be used in everyday life, like a quilt. If you could hang it on a wall, it might be art, but if it covered the bed, it probably wasn't. If you made it in a studio, it might be art, but if you made it at home, it was probably just a craft. Sewing a quilt is an artistic form of handicraft, a way in which the hands practice skills that demonstrate what one writer calls manual intelligence. The arts and crafts share a common core, the coordination of hands and head and heart, an intricate interaction in which the mental plan is modified by the manual feel of the material itself. A skilled quilter, as a skilled artist, knows more than mere intelligence can tell her. Some of the most elegant quilts in the collection of the American Studies Museum are patchwork quilts. Many of these were pieced together from the scraps of shirts and pants and jackets that had served their original purpose well. The patchworks made a virtue of pattern over particularity, assembling a peaceable whole out of a whole basket of pieces. It was a small, scrappy version of the national motto, E Pluribus Unum. Patchwork also embodied practical virtues of frugality and stewardship, and made an art of making something out of almost nothing. Long before the contemporary environmental slogan of reduce, reuse, recycle, American quilters were practicing an environmental ethic within the art and science of home economics. They acted as if etymology still applied. Both ecology and economics come, after all, from the Greek word oikos, which means household. Keeping house meant more than mere house cleaning. Quilting had social implications as well as economic and environmental ones. Although quilts could be designed and made alone, they often came together in a cultural institution called the quilting bee. As quilters sewed the quilting bee knit together mothers and daughters, neighbors and relatives who shared stories of their trials and tribulations. When the need arose, the quilting bee offered a model for collective cooperation that could be extended to the fabric of community life. It created a kind of neighborliness that sociologists now call social capital, a trust in each other and a care for the community that allows more extensive civic involvement. Like the quilt itself, it was a way of making something significant out of the scraps of everyday life. From the American Studies Museum, this is Dr. America, piecing together the significant stories of American culture.